room to talk is Jericho. It's the Pot of Thunder and Rock and Roll. And guess what? It's Friday. And I got one of the biggest stars in NXT in the world today, straight from New Japan Pro Wrestling, recently signed to the WWE. I just work with him in Japan. He's amazing. He's got charisma coming out the Wazooski. He speaks English. He will be on the main roster soon enough. I'm telling you right now, Shinsuke Nakamura is here. We're going to talk about his move to the States and what it's been like for him and his family. A whole total culture shock coming from Japan all the way to Orlando, Florida. He's also an avid surfer, loves the water. We'll get into why that's so important to him. Plus, we'll talk about his influences. I told you about his charisma. He is so... He's got such a great connection with the audience, and his influences, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury from Queen, kind of obvious, but also martial artists like Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan, very inspirational to Shinsuke. He's taken a little from each of those guys and included it in his in-ring performance and his character. It's a great conversation coming up with Shinsuke Nakamura, who's going to be a future WWE champion. This happened the night after our classic match at Tokyo Ryogoku Sumo Hall back in July 1st or 2nd, whatever it was. We went back into the hotel room in Tokyo, laid it down. Shinsuke Nakamura, live from Tokyo, is here. And it's a huge superstar. Speaking of superstar, how about Conan and Keeping It 100, proven to be the next superstar podcaster. Huge hit with his Whack Pack gang of individuals, Disco Inferno, Kevin Gill, Teddy Hart, Juventud Guerrera, Rey Mysterio making an appearance this week. Very, very cool to see. He's doing a lot of funny stuff, and you never know who might pop up in any given week or what subjects they're going to talk about. It's entertaining, it's funny, and you know Conan. He doesn't shy away from saying exactly what's on his mind. It's the flagship podcast from the Jericho Network via Podcast One, Keeping It 100 with Conan. Check it out, and after you do, subscribe. Go ahead and leave him a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. All right. Big week. You got Shinsuke Nakamura ready, and we're going to get that conversation started. But first, I want to ask you this question. Here it is. What's the sixth highest rated documentary of all time on Netflix right now? If you've been listening to the show, if you've been listening to TIJ, you know the answer. It's The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, put together by Diamond Dallas Page, director Steve Yu, and the whole crew at the DDP Yoga Performance Center in Atlanta, Georgia. People loving this documentary because it's not just a wrestling documentary. It's a documentary about someone who overcame the odds to reclaim his life, his family, and his career. You're going to love The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and that's why I'm suggesting you make it your next must-see film on Netflix. Be sure to rate that one as well after you watch it. This documentary will take you on a roller coaster ride of emotions. It's going to leave you feeling inspired, ready to take on the world at the end. Believe what you can do when you have a positive attitude. And that's exactly what DDP has. And once you're fired up by seeing this documentary, you want to change your own life, give DDP Yoga a try. All right. Take advantage of this amazing offer that DDP is offering to the Sexy Beast Talk is Jericho listeners, which is you. And that's 20% off anything you purchase at ddpyoga.com/Jericho for a limited time. It's never going to get any better or cheaper than this. 20% off DDP Yoga, 1/5 off of anything that you can get on that site, including the Resurrection of Jake the Snake documentary, including the DDP Amazing Yoga program. 20% off anything, the swag that he's selling, 20% off anything at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Jericho, go take advantage of it. I'm telling you right now, I'm in a good place. I want you guys to join me. Take advantage. Get in the best shape of your life, both physically and mentally. Start today. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Go do it now. Okay, so we are here in Tokyo, yeah, in Japan, and I am with the biggest Japanese star to come to America in many, many years, Shinsuke Nakamura. So, how is it for you to be back here in Japan?
Oh, okay. Anyway, so thank you for last night.
Oh yeah, fun, right?
Very good. Yeah,
yeah. It was a fun match because for both of us, it's like a return to our home, right?
So, and you understand Japanese fan?
Yes.
Also me, they're different with other guys.
Yeah, I think that's why I was excited about having this match, because I told you, I think I asked for this maybe 3 or 4 months ago to Michael Hayes. Yeah. He books the house shows.
Yeah.
Please, Jericho Nakamura, please. And he's like, I'm not sure, maybe. And then one thing lead to another, change card, and then we have this
finally
match.
It happened.
Yeah, which is good. So how was it for you to come out?
Very strange, so same place but same not same situation. So something weird, but also So the club, like AJ, Yarrows, Anderson, so they told me same things.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, many guys who are working for New Japan now returning to Japan, but with WWE. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, small arena is a kind of home of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of memories at that small arena. So,
yeah. To be back in this dressing room, but not with New Japan guys, with WWE guys, was different situation, like you say.
Yeah. But good for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good situation, a good experience.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, my life.
Yeah. Because when you come through the, we call it the curtain, but when you're a music play and you come out on the stage, everybody very, it must feel good for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, to have this. Because this was only maybe your first or second official WWE show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, already. So, now I'm in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to UK last month. Then come back to States. Then, so maybe just 3 days before, so office told me, okay, you join WWE Orlando, house show. That was first time. Then, this tour, second time, WWE house show for me,
Are Japanese fans proud of you because you go to United States?
Yeah.
And are they excited for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And so some guys missed me.
Yeah, some fans missed you, right? Yeah. But also AJ, too.
So, AJ and Yarrows and Anderson, same.
Because I think the last match AJ have in Japan was with you, right?
Yeah, at the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah. Very nice match.
Yeah.
Very great match. Yeah, so it's good for everybody to see you again here. How do you, when you first moved away from Japan to go to NXT, was it strange for you to leave Japan?
So not so strange. So I already have a lot of friends in the United States, and I always looking for something new.
Mm-hmm.
For like new stimulation,
stimulation. Yeah. Good word,
So finally, so I did a lot of things at the New Japan. Okay, I need more. Oh, maybe I have to go to United States. Yeah, so I need because I need something new.
Like a new challenge.
A new challenge, big challenge,
Yeah. Did you always think about this when you start wrestling, maybe go to States?
So, 2002 to 2004, I trained the MMA at Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yeah. And also I trained pro wrestling at Los Angeles at LA Dojo.
Like Inoki Dojo?
Yeah. So me and Daniel Bryan, Lyoto Machi, the same apartment.
Oh, wow.
But so almost 14 years ago, so I couldn't speak English at all. Lyoto Machi, also the same situation. He only Portuguese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then so we try to talk. Daniel, both English and shit.
How did this happen? You are roommates with Daniel Bryan. Why a Japanese guy, a Portuguese guy, and an American guy together?
Because the apartment was like a New Japan's one.
Mm-hmm.
So almost so. Daniel, he drove from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Then, so also me from Japan, Lyoto from Brazil. So we didn't have the place. So,
okay.
Then so company. Okay, you guys.
Three guys together.
Stay here.
So did you try and have conversation, but or just sit in silence and say nothing?
So usually, so I always want to talk to somebody. So maybe. So English getting a little bit better, I think.
Yeah. Did you study English or
most Japanese study English from junior high school? Yeah, yeah, but only writing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people so embarrassed to mm-hmm. speak because so okay for Japanese, so English pronunciation is very.
Yeah. Yeah,
different
L sound yeah, for R sound, R sound, yes.
TH. Yeah. Yeah, so we don't have that so mm. pronounce. So, then so so Japanese people, yeah, they're shy, right?
Right.
So, yeah,
but it's hard to try and learn to speak a new language mm. because I know even for me, I tried to yeah. learn Japanese, yeah. but it's very difficult language because yeah, yeah. it's very different.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
In, Tokyo Japanese yeah. is different from Sapporo
yeah,
Japanese.
Sapporo Japanese, Osaka Japanese. Yeah. Asuka speaks Osaka Japanese.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I get the you know the cassette tape. Yeah. Learn to speak Japanese,
yeah.
and then I try and learn. But then when I give this a chance in yeah. Japan, and nobody understands me, yeah. one or two times you lose confidence yeah. and you don't want to try anymore. Oh. It's hard, right?
Yeah, hard.
Did you have the same with English?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. But yeah. So my English is broken English.
Yeah. Yeah.
Broken English. Because yeah. So I always communicate with wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wrestlers. So yeah, wrestlers don't use like difficult words mm-hmm. For us.
Right, we understand.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, that situation was good for me. So mm-hmm. to learn English.
Right.
Yeah. Also, if yeah, you. I think you're the same. So if we go to Mexico, so we need to learn Mexican Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So to make matches.
Yes.
Yeah. So to eat, yeah. to go to bathroom.
Everything. Right, right. Everything.
But, yeah, but so Spanish accent easier than English for mm-hmm. us, yeah, mm-hmm. Japanese.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's so, because too, if now, for you to be working in WWE,
yeah.
I think you understand it's yeah. very important
yeah.
to speak English.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, difficult.
Yeah, yeah, difficult.
But I enjoyed to learn English.
But now you live in Orlando,
yeah.
right? So this will help you because you have no choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you live in Japan. And you're learning English, yeah. but you don't really know you can still speak Japanese.
Yeah.
There in the States, you have to try.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can't find other Japanese, only Kenta?
Yeah.
Hideo?
Itami, yeah.
Yeah. And Oscars. Oscars Japanese are really different. I understand.
Osaka Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
But we talked before, I said you are the biggest Japanese star mm-hmm. in America now. Because we haven't had this a Japanese star,
yeah.
a real Japanese star yeah. for many, many years. I mean, yeah. Tajiri was yeah, good, yeah. and you know Funaki
yeah.
was good, but a real, like a Great Muta,
uh-huh.
who comes to the United States, and everybody
uh-huh.
loves Great Muta.
Thanks.
This is the first time in many years.
Yeah,
a big opportunity for you, big yeah. chance.
Because that situation, the internet,
mm-hmm.
so situation changed in 10 years. So now YouTube, lateral streams. So if so okay, AJ and me wrestle, then me and Kota Ibushi soon. So over the world,
everybody sees.
Can see.
Yeah. yeah,
that situation was so helped me
mm-hmm.
to come here.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Did you call WWE? Or did WWE call you?
Oh, WWE called me.
Ah, yeah. So somebody was watching.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of friends, yeah, wrestling WWE. So in 2004,
mm-hmm.
so hey, when your contract finished, maybe end of this year, and how about next year? So do you want to wrestle here? I need to wrestle one more year. Then... So
one more year in New Japan.
Yeah,
yeah.
2015.
Right.
Yeah. Then finally, I decided August in 2015. So okay. Mm. So I have to go to United States.
You have to try.
I thought, yeah.
Was it Matt Bloom, because he was Giant Bernard in New Japan? Yeah. Now he has an executive position with NXT. Mm-hmm. Did he help you?
Yeah. So he understand. So understand me and understand my family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we know each other from 2006, I think. Yeah. So we know his I know his family. Yeah. Also, he know mm-hmm. my family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, so he understand. Yeah, and so my challenge.
Right. Yeah. Was it difficult to tell New Japan, Gedo, Katori, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going that was difficult.
Hard, right?
Hard. Yeah. But Jad and Gedo, also Hattori, understand, because they're wrestler.
Yes. Yeah,
they understand wrestler's life.
Yes.
They understand it's like a kind of dream of wrestlers. Everybody have. Mm-hmm. Everybody think, okay, need more. Yeah. And they shocked, but finally they understand. Yeah.
Well, because this Japanese style, when you are a young boy, is you wrestle for 1 or 2 years, and then you would get. They would send you to United States or Europe to get this international experience, which made you a bigger star when you come back to Japan. Yeah. So they would understand when you go to United States, you instantly bigger star.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but so that was heavy for me to tell them. Also to companies, because so I always. Wrestle for company from 2002. So soon I became I got the position.
Yeah, you had
a position.
Yeah. You were a cornerstone of New Japan.
But so sometime I wrestle. I fight at MMA for companies. Yeah, little, not real. So. Very different experience. So MMA wrestling, Then I quit MMA 2004. So I beat K1 guy. Then okay, I wrestle.
Yeah, just wrestling.
Just wrestling. Then try to change. So need more experience. Go to Mexico. I went to Mexico, Europe, States.
Oh, yeah. So you toured to Mexico?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where did you work in Mexico?
Semerero.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Me too, before. Oh, how did you like Mexico?
I love.
Yeah, you love it. Yeah.
Yeah, good culture.
Yeah.
Good art.
Yeah.
Everybody crazy.
What was your name in Mexico?
Oh, same.
Okay, same name. Okay, you weren't like Flying Blue Tiger or something.
No. No. So cause already, so I get a name from the 2002 debut.
Oh,
yeah, debut. Cause then so they so CML. Okay, come Shinsuke Nakamura. Stone right. Star. But 2011, I went to Mexico. But I wanted to. I change, so then I changed the costume. I became a Mahawk.
Yeah, shave your head.
Shave my head and dance like a Michael Jackson at Mexico. Then, so people love it. Yeah.
Yes.
So people excited, but company pissed.
Really?
Hey, he's not Shinsuke Nakamura, not strong style.
Yeah, they want you Japanese strong guy. Yeah,
but so. Also, Japanese company too. Hey, Shinsuke, why did you do that? I want to change something. Called it 2011. So, 2011 match 11. So, huge earthquake happened. So, in Japan. Mm-hmm. So, like tsunami and the power plant explosion.
Oh, yeah, the big problems here, right. Yeah.
So, too many people dead.
Yeah, many cities destroyed. Yeah. Yes,
because so, then so I thought about my life. Yeah, life is just once, very short.
You only live once, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, so have to live what I want to be. Yeah. Then changed everything. Yeah.
That's really smart. You know, it's smart because I have done the same thing for many years. Every time I come back to WWE, if I leave, I want to change something. Yeah. New catchphrase. Yeah. You know, light up jacket, then destroy light up jacket, scarf, stupid idiot, whatever. But it's something new.
Yeah.
People see something new every time they understand it's not the same guy.
Yeah.
Which is smart because you mentioned Michael Jackson or Madonna or people that have long careers. Mm-hmm. They always change and update style. It was very smart, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially for Japanese, because we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why you stand out is because you have this charisma and you do things different, which people love because it's new, right?
So, I always, I didn't want to like imitate. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to do same things with some other guys. Then, so finally I found it, my style, I think.
Yeah. So you mentioned Michael Jackson. Are you a big Michael Jackson fan?
Of course. So if I watch Michael Jackson, so I thought, oh, he's real master of martial artist. Because he's standing very straight, then no muscles. Because dancers have muscles,
right? Yeah.
But he the so he the like a. He's moving quick, he's dancing the best than other dancers. But so, and some dancers, very good dancers, sometimes too much for me. Hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key of entertainment, I think. So, also wrestling. So, a lot of wrestlers want to do too much. But for the people, audience, maybe too much. Hard to understand stories. Yeah. So Michael Jackson gave me a lot of hint.
A lot of inspirations.
I
smiled when you said that because that is the secret of wrestling.
Yeah.
Just like yesterday we spoke before the match, selling, taking time, listening to audience.
Yeah.
If you do too many moves in a short time, nothing means anything. Nobody understands.
Yeah.
You know? So it's very smart to do this, but not just for the moves, but for the charisma as well. Did you have other inspiration or only Michael Jackson?
A lot of martial artists, Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, because they are my idol.
Yeah, Jackie Chan.
Also, Jushin Thunder Liger.
Ah, yeah.
So my idol. Still. Not bold, but still my idol.
He has the fake hair on the mask now, right?
Yeah. So Robbie Brookside and William Spiegel.
Yeah.
So, told me always, Frankie. So his name was Frankie, called Frankenstein. Looks like Frankenstein.
Looks like Frankenstein,
I love to listen to the stories.
Yeah.
I guess I'm still my idol.
Yeah. Did he help you a lot when you started in Japan?
So Japanese style, have to learn myself. Wrestle, then think about,
think about how to use that for yourself. Yes.
Sometimes like I said, the best young guys. Only also me. Yeah, but good experience for that. So for building my style.
Because Liger had that charismatic style, even though he could do many high flying moves, but because he had the character.
Yeah.
He could do more fun stuff and be, you know, if he needed to be goofy or whatever needed to be done, he could do that.
So he on the mask, but we can see his face.
Mm-hmm.
How to explain? So Ragerson always same face, right? So
cause the mask on mask. Same. Yeah.
But so he's so moving. Mm-hmm. So his body action. Mm-hmm. So easy to understand his emotion.
Yes.
Yeah. That is awesome thing.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is that he has the mask.
Yeah.
So we cannot see his facial expressions if he's in pain, if he's laughing. And the same Rey Mysterio, same. And Kane.
Uh-huh.
Kane
incredible seller, but with a mask.
Wow.
How do you do this? Yeah. That seems to me is a completely different genius level of how to be a pro wrestler, you know? You could see this. All right, you guys know that I travel every week for AEW, and I'm on the road for Fozzy as well. But I don't worry about appliances or any of the stuff at my house breaking down while I'm gone, because we've got American Home Shield. And truthfully, I'm not a fix-it-myself guy anyway, so even if I was home and we had a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater, I'm not the one who's going to fix it. And unexpected breakdowns like that won't break your bank with American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. You just choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then when a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage in your agreement. Right now, you can get 20% off. Just go to ahs.com/Jericho and save that 20%. That's ahs.com/Jericho for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield, don't worry, be warranty. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home or building manufacturer.
When you grew up, when you were a kid, were you a pro wrestling fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a maniac.
Yeah.
Did you go to the arenas to watch the shows?
I live in the countryside.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe use blue train and local train. Takes 5 hours from Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
7 hour drive from Tokyo. Yeah. So countryside. So once a year or once a 2 year. So New Japan Pro Wrestling come to near.
Was it Kyoto you're from?
Yeah,
Kyoto, right.
But not main city of Kyoto, so okay. countryside. Near Japanese Ocean.
Okay.
Yeah, so and the local TV, no pro wrestling, yeah, because so if I go to the big city, go to the bookstore, then buy wrestling stuff.
Got magazine,
yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah, so like a wrestling shop, I went, then buy the mask, books, videos, yeah.
Who were your favorite guys besides Liger?
So when I was elementary school, so reading a magazine, like they put like a wrestling fact. So Tiger Mask first is Satoru Sayama. Mm-hmm. I was a kid, so I didn't know wrestling. Hey, what the fuck? So mask guys are mysterious, but yeah, they put the real name.
Oh,
I want to see his face because
he wears a mask. Yeah,
yeah. Then try to find Tiger Mask's face, but I couldn't find. Then read the wrestling book, read wrestling book. No Tiger Mask. Then wrestling knowledge in my stack.
You start to learn.
Stuck in my brain. Yeah.
So Tiger, so who else did you like? Any of the heavyweight guys?
So I love the cruiserweight.
Mm-hmm.
So Liger and Tiger Mask first, and the opponent Rollerball Makroko. Cause not on time. Because I rent the videos.
Yes.
Then when I was junior high, Tiger Mask first like a history video series. So I rented. Then I went. I watched every day. Mm-hmm. Then finally, his opponent, English guy, Steve Wright.
You see, Alex Wright's father.
Steve, yeah. So he was different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very much a shoot style.
Yeah, shoot style.
Catch. Yeah. Wrestler. Yeah.
Then one time he wrestled with Tiger Mask, but almost Steve Wright controlled Tiger Mask. So then Tiger Mask really pissed and something different emotions. So what is this match? I thought then try to more.
You could see that something was different.
Yeah.
Ah. Did you ever get to meet any wrestlers? Did you get a signed autograph or something?
So first time I got signed from wrestler Frank Scorpio.
Oh, Flying Scorpio, yeah. Too Cold Scorpio.
Yeah, Too Cold Scorpio, yes.
Where did you see him?
So near my hometown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it
New Japan's promotion.
Oh.
So yeah, that golden time of juniors.
I was just going to say this. Yeah. If you're talking about the mid-90s, 93, 94, 95, New Japan had the best guys. Yeah.
So Raige, El Samurai. Chris Benoit.
Yeah. Wild Pegasus. Yeah.
Everybody.
Black Tiger, Eddie Guerrero, Flying Scorpio. Even Brian Pillman was there. Dean Malenko, Fit Finlay. And then we were working with WAR with Dan Rubin. And it was Ultimo Dragon, Gato, me, a couple other guys. Yeah. So we would work together. You'd have 10 or 12 good guys to work with.
Then finally, Super J Cobb.
Yes. In the sumo arena.
Yeah, sumo. The sumo arena,
right? Exactly. But you are not a cruiserweight guy. You're very tall, especially for a Japanese guy, right? So, did you want to be a cruiserweight?
Yes. So when I was young, sometimes I used like a moonsault and a high fly. But after the match, I watched my Frank, no fit. Because I'm too tall.
Yeah, long legs.
Looks somewhat strange. So I quit this high fly stuff.
Which is smart. You know, I watched, because before we worked yesterday, I didn't see a lot of your match. Yeah. I watched one match with AJ, and I noticed that you use your knee, the Kinshasa, but many different variations of this. Low knee, high knee, quick knee, corner knee. Yeah. You have basically your whole offense is based around the knee, which is great.
Yeah, I had experienced a lot of martial arts, and then I got a lot of knee stuff to my face. The broken nose, cut my, I don't know how to say.
Yeah, you get eyebrow.
Eyebrows, oh, need the maybe best weapon of human being. So for elbow too.
Yeah.
Oh, I should use knees. Cause so one of my MMA match, I go shoot taco, then kickboxing guy from Russia. So hit my face, then broken nose. I understand
how dangerous
how dangerous is the knee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I should use knee. Yeah.
It's smart because people understand this too. You know, fans watching maybe don't understand what a moonsault feels like or what a suplex feels like. But a knee, everybody has been hit by a knee something, right? Yeah. So you can relate to this. Yeah. And I think people believe the matches more when they see this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's very important. Were you ever a Chono fan?
When he was wear white costume, like a G1 climax, so early G1 climax scene, so he the first, first I don't know at all, so maybe 2019, I forget that
late year. 90s, maybe,
So he and Great Muta and Hashimoto.
Yeah, the famous trio, the Three Musketeers, right?
Yeah. We call it Tokon Sanjushi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
what does that mean?
So, like, Tokon is a fighting spirit. That fighting spirit, like, Sanjushi, I don't know how to explain. Sanjushi means a three guy.
Yeah, like a trio.
Three knights.
Fighting spirit, right? So you watch those guys, you like those three. Because when I see you, you have a little bit of Chono too. Because Chono's offense was based around his
Yakuza kick.
Many different types of Yakuza kick, you know?
So when I joined New Japan, so Muta already went to Old Japan. Hashimoto already went to the...
Noah or Zero One?
Zero One. Then, so I spend the time with Chono a lot because I was a neighbor of Chono-san.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then, and I did like a Chono's younger boy.
Hmm.
Yeah, long time. So Chono-san already told
Chono's
me.
Chono's Kohai.
Yeah, yeah. Chono-san told me a lot of stories. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see.
Advice. Yeah.
Okay. It's funny. So, and one more influence, maybe, or maybe not. I was talking to a very big wrestling expert in the United States, and we were talking about you, and he said that you remind him of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the offense, but it's the actions between the offense, the charisma in the ring, the presence,
we call it,
you know? I don't know if you're ever a fan of Jake Roberts, but you can see that too.
Yeah, I need to see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
so Terry Taylor always talking about him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So like his class, yeah, I'm a student now.
So how is that for you? But you main event Tokyo Dome shows and top guy, and then you get signed by WWE and go to NXT, which is smaller shows.
Yeah, smaller shows. But I don't care. So I don't look at because new experience for me. So WWE style like a WWE NXT style much different. It's Japanese style, and so in Japan, I never watched wrestling with other guy then talking about this moves something like this acting something like so good new experience for me very interesting and Terry Taylor always told me the old stories very interesting for me
It's good too because you get a chance to, and you're a smart worker and a good worker. You'll be able to figure out American style.
Yeah.
But it's good to get a chance to learn from those guys, and you don't have to worry about being on Monday Night Raw first night. And you know, if you make a mistake or if you do something different, now you can take your time to figure it out. Right?
Yeah. Good time for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you like to work with down in NXT?
A lot of people. So Ty Dillinger have experience. Yeah, he knows
Ty Dillinger. Yeah,
he knows the timing and also.
A lot of people talk about Ty Dillinger now.
Yeah,
he's doing very well.
Good. And a good character.
Yeah,
everybody wanted the 10.
Because that's his character. Like he's the perfect 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So cause then so easy to cheer for him
because they can like Daniel Bryan
yes
say, ten.
So everybody understand
easy right crowd participation
that's a good thing he found a good character
good
and so not so many people I wrestle NXT Finn Samoa Joe
Finn's great but Samoa Joe too very good Was it hard to, when you move from Japan and you take, because you have a family, right? Your family, everybody moves to Orlando.
Yeah.
What are some of the most different things about living in the United States?
Yeah. But so my wife speaks English.
Oh, good.
Much better than me. So maybe not so hard that situation. This situation, for my family, but
What about when you go to like the grocery store to buy food?
So I already found like an Asian market. So I can buy natto beans. in Orlando.
Yeah. So it's good. Yeah. That helps, right? Because I know for me, like when I came to Japan, when I was here many. If it stay for a month or 6 weeks and you go to a grocery store and there'd be like a corn sandwich or an octopus, octopus sandwich. And I'm like, where is this? Where can I go? There's nothing to eat. They need to have an American grocery store in Tokyo.
Yeah.
They don't have that, I don't think,
And also a lot of Asian community is there in Orlando. So Vietnamese and Thai food.
Okay.
So Chinese,
So it's easy to find the other people from there.
Yeah.
Good. Because it's important for your family. Like for me, my wife, we live in Tampa. Yeah. Her family is close because I'm always traveling.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure that they're happy.
Yeah.
I don't care where I live as long as they're happy.
So was your wife excited to come to the States?
Yeah. So we can adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, adjust a bit. So my family needs the beach.
Yeah.
And the waves.
Right.
Yeah, because me and my wife love surfing.
Yes.
Yeah, so... So, in Japan, I live in a town, just 10 minutes walking from the beach. Yeah. First time, told my family, oh, we moved to United States. Then, first things she said, oh, how long takes to the beach? Oh, 1 hour drive.
Yeah.
Not so bad, yeah. Because Cocoa Beach, yeah. The nearest beach from the
Orlando.
Yeah,
it's good surfing there.
Yeah,
right?
Because Kelly Slater, mm-hmm. because surfing legend from Cocoa Beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you should
be excited. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is too, once you are in Orlando for a while and you get to go to the main roster, mm-hmm. you can move wherever you want.
Yeah,
you can move to Cocoa Beach if you want to.
Yeah. So, but it depends on the direction to the airport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very important for us to have a good airport, right? Yeah. So we were in Hawaii a few days ago, and you got up early surfing.
Yeah.
You love surfing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Hawaii's waves are best, I think.
Did you go to North Shore?
Never.
Did you just stay on Waikiki Beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because easy to get out.
Just walk across the street, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like about surfing?
Oh, just feeling the ocean and the natures and so always travel then so body tight.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go to the beach, then do surfing. So surfing makes me relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes me loose.
Yeah.
Then. So I can wrestle like spaghetti.
Like that's your style, right? Very loose, spaghetti.
That so like a spaghetti. So like a loose fighting came from my experience of martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in fighting. So keep loose is very difficult. Cause fighting always has to be.
Yes, you're always tense, strong.
But so my favorite martial artist master of martial artist always calm, relax, not excite too much.
Because you're easier to move and defend your position.
Yes. So then I try to keep relaxed in the match.
Mm-hmm. I love this, like I said, to work with you last night, because I'm all about character too. I love the character, the charisma of wrestling, and to watch you work, even you're walking and very. There's a little Freddie Mercury in there too. Are you a Freddie Mercury fan?
Yes.
I knew it. I caught it.
Yeah.
I thought when I first saw you, I thought more Freddie Mercury than Michael Jackson, but I see both.
I believe.
But Freddie had that very kind of regal presence, and you know,
maybe. He's also like a martial artist.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, in your mind, right?
So if he's a martial artist, maybe he's gonna fight like this.
Yeah,
easy to imagine.
Well, because he has the once again the presence, commanding the stage. When you're in the ring, all eyes are on you for everything you do.
Yeah. So a lot of young guys wanna do a lot of stuff like moves. I always teach young guys, hey, moves is not important.
Mm-hmm.
So the important things is during while moves and the moves. How do you
in between the moves?
In between. How do you walk? How do you look at the audience? Yeah,
it's so important. I say the same. It's the connection with the audience. Is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a heel or a baby face or whatever it may be, if people are excited to see you and feel something when you're in the ring, that's all that matters.
So wrestler have to tell something, not word, as wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then use whole body.
Yeah.
Put your emotion. I always tell young guys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, and it's funny too, because you have a good sense of humor, quirky. We say quirky. Even yesterday when you had the spot where it wasn't tackle, drop down, leapfrog, drop kick. It was, okay, you point at me and you say, "You stupid idiot." And then you look behind me at someone in the crowd and went, "Him?" And I was like, "No, you." Her? No, you. Like, that's great stuff, man. You know? And just popped in your head, or?
Yeah, pop.
Yeah.
I just want to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy my life, enjoy my work.
Yes. But that connects with the audience. They enjoy too.
Enjoy the moment with you, with the fans.
Yeah. I saw with the AJ match, he shot you with the bullet club.
They catch.
You caught the bullet. But that was never something that Japanese wrestlers did before. It was very much strong style and no emotion, you know? But that's changed, I think, over the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. So now a lot of wrestlers everybody try to find their own character.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They try to understand how entertain the people, like wrestling skills.
Mm-hmm. To put on the whole package, right?
Yes.
Do you think that has something to do with Gato becoming more in charge of New Japan?
Yeah.
Because he loves Memphis wrestling. Yes. We talk about it all the time.
So he really helped us. Yeah, helped me, helped everybody. Yeah, then so most Japanese wrestlers started to think about character. So how to build the wrestling stories? Yeah, they changed a lot of things. Gedo changed a lot of things in Japanese wrestling.
He gave you the opportunity to be yourself.
Yeah, to be a heels, to be myself. Yeah. Yes.
Which, like I said, I think it's a whole new era for Japanese wrestling where new fans understand that this is the way it should be, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe older fans from before maybe don't like it as much, but this is, wrestling always evolves and changes, like we said, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Who are your favorite guys to work in New Japan?
New Japan. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's always changed the situation, changed the record. Some people are very hard hit, some people are very easy, but very smart.
Yeah.
But my favorite wrestler to work is Tomohiro Ishii.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ishii. Yeah, small guy. So he was the boy of Tenryu.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he looks so tense, stiff, but very easy and very creative, he's small, but he wrestles as heavyweight, so a lot of ideas. He can put real emotion on the ring.
But now you are in the WWE.
Yeah.
You know, you're in NXT, but it won't be long before you come to the main roster.
Yeah.
What is your plan when you come to the main roster?
I have no idea. just feel him.
Feeling?
Yeah, feel him.
Yeah. Yeah. Just feel it when you get there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That depend on the situation, opponent, then maybe I find something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like I said, we talked yesterday about the international language.
Yeah.
Which is we talked about the connection.
Yeah.
I think that fans in the United States, I think you have a very good chance to become a very big star because people will understand what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, the like I said, the charisma of it, which is so important, whether you're Japanese, American, Brazilian, whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Have you had a lot of conversations with Triple H?
Not so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in Hursel University, he came only for a TV taping. He gave me an idea, little idea, but he always tell me, you should do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please, so do yourself.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's a great thing to have, yeah.
Have you met Vince McMahon yet?
So when I contract with WWE at the headquarters, Connecticut, I met him. Yeah.
Were you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Very intimidating guy, you know.
So I was surprised that after my debut with Sami Zayn at the TakeOver Dallas, after the match, I just came back from the ramp. Then, so first guy I shake hand was Vince. Oh, you watched my match. Oh.
What did he say?
I don't remember. I didn't want to say.
But let's talk about that match. Everybody was talking about Nakamura versus Sami Zayn, her debut in Dallas. A lot of people were saying it was the best match of the whole WrestleMania weekend. Had you ever worked with Sami before?
Never. Yeah.
So just the chemistry, or what happened in that match?
Just chemistry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wanted to know him. Maybe he wanted to know me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then so, yeah. Some like yesterday.
Yeah, same, right? Were you nervous that when you went to Dallas that nobody would know who you were?
Uh-huh. So a lot of Smash fans came to Dallas.
Right.
Yeah, before the entrance, everybody shout Nakamura. That situation, they're very helpful
right.
for me.
Because when you first come to town, you're like, what if no one knows who I am?
Yeah.
You know, AJ said the same thing at Royal Rumble.
Maybe, same fear.
But that's the good thing about when you have the big shows like WrestleMania or something, so many hardcore fans and so many people excited. Yeah. So,
I love hardcore fans.
Yeah.
A lot of fans. So. I made tattoo for my face.
Really?
Yeah. Too much, but thank you.
Yeah. I've seen a couple the people that have Chris Jericho tattoos, and some of them are the name or YTJ or the silhouette. Yeah. And sometimes it's the face, and a couple of them are very good, and a couple of them are not. It's like, that's great, man. You're going to wish you didn't get that in a couple of years.
Just thank you.
Yeah. So when just as we get ready to ask the last few questions, now that we came back to Japan, you did a lot of press and media yesterday and today. What are all the reporters and people saying?
So how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
So came back Japan and as WWE superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them so same things AJ and Gallows and Carl Anderson. A little bit weird, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna enjoy this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's something special.
Yeah.
Japanese wrestling fans. I was telling somebody this yesterday. I can't remember who I was talking to, but I said, whenever I come to Japan, it's not just another show.
Mm-hmm.
It's as important to me as a WrestleMania match. You know, because I respect Japanese fans so much, and I have such a long history here that I don't ever want to come and just have that match is okay. It has to be great, because it's Japan.
Yeah, because Japanese fan knows wrestling.
That's right.
Yeah. They want to see wrestling. Yeah, not only entertainment. Yeah, mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even today, I don't know how many magazine covers you've been on. I've been on, video games, all this stuff. Today, there's a big picture of you and I in Nikon Sports, which is a newspaper.
Yeah.
And I want to keep one. Because if I was in a newspaper in Los Angeles, you think it's cool, but you don't not that you don't care, but you've seen it a million times. Still, to get your picture in the paper in Japan, I was like, what does it say? And I'm trying to read it because I can read katakana, but some of the characters are kanji and some are hiragana. I'm like, what does this say? What did that say?
Same things. If I go to Mexico, like a Spanish newspapers. What is it?
Please read it.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know what I always loved about Japan is after the match, last night, today, all of the results are in the newspaper, and you can see the times of the match. We went 19 minutes, 48 seconds.
Oh. Yeah, because, so people think wrestling is one of sport. sport entertainment.
Yeah.
And the Japanese people love to watch sport and with respect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they like
yeah.
the times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's like you said, it's a legitimate contest.
Yeah.
And you can see this, you know what I mean? Last couple of questions.
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to working in the WWE?
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody that stands out?
I did Chris Jack already.
Check.
maybe John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my imagine before coming to WWE, maybe John Cena is like a typical American wrestler, I thought. Mm. But I came to WWE, I changed it.
Mm. Yeah.
And backstage, yeah. So yeah. So I just wanna feel him. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah. Feel him on the ring.
Yeah.
No, just quickly, what do you mean when you said a typical American wrestler? Just a muscle guy.
Yeah, muscle guy. Yeah. And like a DJ hip hop star.
Yeah.
So, because in Japan, so there's no wrestler like him. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people, still fans, just say, I think they say it because other you can't wrestle or something. John Cena can wrestle.
Yeah.
He's a very good wrestler.
Yeah.
And he's very big, but he understands the business. Mm-hmm. He can move. Think you would.
I wanna fear him.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. What's your favorite match that you've ever had, if you had to pick one?
In all my career?
Yeah.
Against Kota Ibushi, 2014 at the Tokyo Dome Show. So he knows how to fight, how to do real fight.
Mm.
So I felt same feeling with like, a real fight on the pro wrestling match. So also, he felt same thing.
Ah.
Then after the match, something different. So during a match, I misunderstand. Oh, is this real fight or not? So
yeah.
Confused.
Right.
That completely different with other match.
Yeah, good magic. He's in WWE now too, right, Ibushi?
Yeah. So he cruiserweight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came last month.
Hopefully, I think they'll probably maybe sign him. Maybe,
yeah,
it'll be good. Yeah,
but he's strange.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's very strange.
So. Aren't we all strange? We're in the wrestling business. Yes. We're all strange.
Yes, exactly.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Human Nature.
Ah, yeah.
Very calm,
but such good singing.
Yeah,
it's a little like. favorite Queen, yeah. Favorite Queen song?
Queen song. Bicycle. So yeah, when I ride bicycle,
yeah.
So the music coming. Yeah.
The symphony of bicycle bells. All right. And lastly, just because we're here, say something in Japanese to your fans.
So desu ne.
Hi.
So yeah, I really enjoy my life. Yeah,人生楽しむためにプロレスやってるので、今は本当になんですかね、人生が人生をエンジョイできてるっていう部分ではもう嬉しくてしょうがないですね。はい。
That's great, man.
Yeah, I really enjoy my life.
I can tell. I enjoyed working with you yesterday. Yeah. It was a big moment. It was a lot of fun, and thank you for doing this today.
Oh, thank you.
I think
so
you
much.
Have a very big
thank
future
you for
in WWE.
Invite me.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Who's the next guest? Osprey?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Osprey. Yeah, I want to get Osprey and Ricochet.
Okay, talking about Vader's.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Arigato gozaimashita to Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm looking forward to seeing all that he does at NXT and can't wait for him to join the WWE main roster eventually. I'm telling you, he's going to become a future WWE champion. I know it won't be long until that happens, just like Finn Balor this week came up and look at the big kerfuffle he's causing in the WWE. I expect the exact same thing from Shinsuke Nakamura. All right, it's a huge, huge show today. And don't forget, another huge show coming up March 15th, 2017, when we have the biggest podcast ever. Mick Foley joining Talk is Jericho. The countdown has started, 228 days and counting until the biggest podcast ever. And I thank you for thinking about checking that out. And I thank you also for supporting the great Talk is Jericho sponsors like ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get 10% off anything you purchase for a limited time, including the new collector's edition of the Resurrection of Jake the Snake documentary. Also, thanks to True Car and the True Car app, you're getting a car cheaper and quicker. And the big thanks to Amazon. They've been with this podcast since our first episode, and it's the easiest way to support Talk is Jericho. Just use my Amazon links anytime you want to do any online shopping. All my links are at podcastone.com. Click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. I got Amazon links for the USA, the UK, the Canada. Every time you use Talk is Jericho links, Amazon kicks back a small percentage to this show to help us cover production costs. And don't forget, if you buy anything, whatever you buy, take a picture of it and post it on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho. I will retweet it and I will follow you. How's that sound? Remember, there's no hidden fees or extra challenges. Just go to podcastone.com, click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. Now, thank you so much again for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. Stay hungry, stay cool, stay hard, stay wet, stay rocking. And next Wednesday, a very, very huge guest, but also very creepy for me to record it because I went to an undisclosed location to throw down an in-depth chat with Broken Matt Hardy. He's going to tell us all about his condition and how he ended up deleting Brother Nero. Delete, 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 delightful. Broken Matt Hardy will be here on Wednesday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then. And Talk is Jericho fans, I knew you'd come.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.